Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today from Webster is Blake Swanson. Thanks for coming down today, Blake.
Thank you, Bryce.
Been nice and warm the last couple days, huh?
Yes, a little hot, excessive.
Yeah, kind of taking a toll on our fishing numbers out there a little bit. Not seeing quite as many fishermen out this week. On top of the heat, we have had a little bit of breeze every day from that 10 to 20 mile an hour range. So you mix the 90 plus, almost triple digit heat with a little bit of wind and kind of miserable conditions to be out there fishing all day. So early in the mornings, late evenings, we're seeing a few more people obviously, but during the day, fishing pressure this week has been pretty quiet. As far as fishing in Day County, what are we seeing? Bitter Lake, most of your traffic there?
Yeah, Bitter's getting most of the traffic this week, like Bryce said earlier. The angler numbers are down definitely this week. It's just almost to the point where it's just too hot. It's hard to keep fish alive and alive well, hard to keep bait alive, even if you got an aerator. So definitely a warm week, but I think looking into this weekend, we got a little bit of cooler weather coming in, so it should be pretty good.
Very good. Wabe, has there been much for fishing pressure up there? I know earlier in the summer there was a ton of white bass coming out of Wabe.
Yeah, that's correct. Wabe's been much slower in comparison to Bitter in the last couple months, but Wabe does have a pretty good mixed bag coming off with anglers, usually catching anywhere between 15 to 18 inch walleye and some real nice smallmouth bass. The white bass are starting to surface a little bit, so it was actually pretty fun to go out and cast topwater. So,
really? Has there been quite a few people doing that, or just a few?
Not really. There's a few guys that'll try it, but it's a good activity when it's this hot out and it's hard to keep other fish alive. So,
definitely. Back to Bitter Lake, what are we seeing for size on those walleye? Still right in that 13.5, 14.5 range, or are they starting to grow a little bit?
For the most part, most fish being caught are about 14.5 inches. A lot of the fish that people are catching and keeping, usually about that 15 to 15.5. Those fish are actually getting kind of bulky now, so they're definitely putting on some weight, especially with a lot of the bait fish availability this time of year, plus some of the game fish that are about the size of a bait fish. So,
yeah, we've talked about Bitter Lake a lot on this radio show, and obviously it's a big topic of conversation amongst the sportsmen, but taking off that 15-inch minimum was really a big decision. Hopefully it pays off. It'll be very interesting to monitor that year class over the next couple years, but right around the 4th of July, we had 200 boats at times up on Bitter Lake, and it seemed that they were all catching fish. So hopefully we can kind of dwindle down that big year class a little bit to where there's a decent amount of available food in that lake, and we can get good growth rates coming back in Bitter as we saw 3 or 4 years ago.
Absolutely. It should be looking good. With the amount of fish coming off of there, it's only going to help the population grow in the future and for the current health of the lake.
What about some of your pan fishing lakes, Enemy Swim, Reitz Lake, those kind of places? Anything going on there?
It gets a little slower this time of year. A lot of recreational traffic on Enemy Swim and Pickerel. Guys that are focusing on those fisheries in the early morning or in the evening hours seem to be having a little bit better luck. For the most part, the pan fishing, it's always pretty good, just not heavily utilized this time of year.
Gotcha. Outside of fishing in Day County, we're getting almost towards the end of summer here. Are you starting to see some pheasant chicks around at all?
Absolutely. Looking at some pretty good numbers coming up this year. Brood sizes are usually around 7 to 8 as a minimum, so I like to see those higher brood counts and higher numbers within the brood, so should be looking pretty good, especially for Day County.
Yeah, definitely. We've certainly had good weather for it. Hopefully we can avoid catastrophe here as we move into brood route season and see what we got scientifically for numbers up, down, or otherwise on the pheasants. Another big topic of conversation that probably hits home in Day County more so than a lot of the other counties is this year, some people may or may not know that we're not having the August Canada goose season for the first time in, I believe, 6 years. What are you seeing for goose numbers up there? Are they starting to hit the fields yet?
Yeah, goose numbers are pretty strong. with those geese that are kind of utilizing hayed fields right now. So a lot of concentration of numbers in hayed fields, with some of the wheat fields coming off here, they should be starting to utilize some of those, especially near water.
Good deal. It will be very interesting as we move into that September season, what we see for harvest this year, coming off of 5 years with August season and now having the goose season starting in September. We'll have to see how things are looking when we get to that point. Other than that, as far as a fishing report goes, right here close to Watertown, Lake Compesca, Lake Pelican, not a whole heck of a lot going on. Like we said, with Bitter and those kind of lakes, the hot weather and a little bit of breeze has really kept anglers at bay. And you mix hot weather and a little bit of wind with lakes like Compesca, and there's really just not any fishing pressure at all out there. So there hasn't been really any angler pressure out there for probably the last week or 10 days. However, while we're talking about Compesca, the fisheries crew out of Webster did get the lake survey done on Compesca this week. Put out 12 gill nets. As far as walleye go, they got 4.8 walleye per net. The smallest ones were around 9 inches, and they did have some that were over 20 inches, the largest being 23.9. 80% of those fish were 10 to 14 inches. And like we talked about last week with the Goose Lake surveys, it's really interesting to see the percentages come back, and the most abundant amount of fish in the lake is really what the fishermen are catching this whole spring, most of the month of June. If anglers did catch any walleye on Compesca, they were in the 10, 11, maybe 12 inch range. And so as we see with this lake survey, that 80% of the walleye in the lake are from 10 to 14 inches. So there you go. That's why that age class is biting, because that's the majority. Like I said, 4.8 per net. If we remember back to Goose Lake, we were over 9 per net, so about double as many walleye per net in Goose as we're seeing in Compesca. Yellow perch, 5.3 per net, which is more than what we saw in Goose Lake. Size structure, 5.5 to 11.5, and about 87% of those were 8.6 to 11.4 inches. So that's actually a pretty good size structure as far as perch goes. In Compesca, we'd like to see the fish per net up a little bit, but nonetheless, the size structure there is pretty darn good. So look to see a few perch come out of Compesca this winter. Not much at all for white bass, 1.8 a net, very little crappie, one a net, and then there was one catfish. Other than that, they saw some smallmouth bass, some northern pike, some carp, and a shorthead red horse. Not sure I could pick that out of a bucket, and a white sucker.
Makes two of us.
So, few things there. I think people would probably be fairly surprised that smallmouth bass weren't a little bit higher in Compesca, but these particular sampling methods that they use for these surveys in the summer are not real conducive to catching smallmouth bass. So for bass sampling on Compesca, they usually do electrofishing different times of the year. But that is what they got on Compesca last week as far as their fish survey goes. Outside of that, for those of you that don't know, we did get the boat ramp in on Goose Lake. So that is all done, squared away, ready to be used. We've got about probably 10 days of use out of it already. Had some busy days out there, but again, with all the heat, minimal use this far. When things cool down, we'll start to see more use out there, I'm guessing. Let's see, up by Florence, dry lake, not much happening there. Long lake as well. The other bright spot in the area has been Ponset, and we've even seen a pretty big decline in Lake Ponset as far as fishing pressure goes. Blake and I went down there and worked on Tuesday, and I'm not for sure that there was even a dozen boats out there, was there?
It'd be pushing if it was. It was pretty minimal fishing pressure for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so with that, just not a whole lot new going on. Lake Albert stayed pretty steady. Haven't seen much for an increase in fishing pressure there. A pretty big decrease on some of these area lakes and recreational traffic as well. So kind of here after the 4th of July, a little bit of the dog days of summer, and with the heat that we've had this week, really showing that big time. A couple announcements coming up. there is a bow hunter education class coming up on August 20th. Typically, those are at the Extension Building, but I don't have written down on the venue, so don't quote me on that quite yet. But it is from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Once again, that's August 20th for Bow Hunter Education class. And with Bow Hunter Ed this year, for the first time in Watertown that I can remember, we're going to have students register online just like you would for Hunt Safe. So go to SDGFP and click on the Outdoor Learning tab. Scroll down to Hunter Education, and then under Hunter Education, there will be a Bow Hunter Education tab. You'll be able to click on that, scroll down to Watertown, and click, and then type in all your information and get your kids signed up for that. And, it could have a cap on it, so you might want to sign up early rather than later. If you sign up and you can't make it, you can always take your name off the list, because we will have a wait list if it fills up so another student can roll in there. But you want to make sure if you want in there, you get signed up, because if you're not signed up, then you won't be able to make it. But again, Bow Hunter Education class, the only one I know of the year. So if you need that certification, be a great time to get it. August 20th, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you have any questions, give us a call at the Watertown Game Fish and Parks office. Couple other things going on as far as hunter safety goes. We have Hunt Safe here in Watertown on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Going to be a standard in the classroom kind of Hunt Safe class, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the 4th and the 5th, and then 8 a.m. to about 3 p.m. on Saturday. We'll take the test on Saturday, and then the kids will go out to the gun range after that. We're going to have another hunter safety class in Hamlin County on August 25th and 27th. And that's one of the last ones I have written down. So we're kind of nearing the end of our Hunt Safe season. So if you still have some youngsters that need to get Hunt Safe certification before fall, those would be two good classes to get signed up for. The other day, I looked to see how many openings we had for the Hunt Safe class here in Watertown, and it looks like we've got about 25 spots left. So you want to make sure that you get signed up for that if you need it. The Hamlin Hunt Safe class has plenty of openings, so nothing real urgent there, but nonetheless, it doesn't hurt to get signed up. Other than that, Blake, do you have any big events coming up that you need to worry about?
We do have one Step Outside program up in Webster on August 17th. It'll be at the Webster Claybird Range just outside of town on Highway 12 there. And with that, you can just get signed up in the Webster, call the Webster office. We'll get you signed up, and it'll be a youth pro step outside program, so it should be a pretty good evening. We've done it a few times in the past, and it seems to be growing in popularity, and a few more activities for the kids that are a little bit different for Dade County. So,
and do we know yet what we're having for stations on that one?
Oh, we'll do... We'll have a archery station, we'll have a shooting station, we'll have a dog training station. I believe we'll have turtle races again this year. That was seemed to be a hit last year. I'm sure we'll have a casting station, and that will probably wrap it up.
Every one of these step outsides kind of needs to have its own draw to the event. And I would say that the Dade County step outside has found its draw with the turtle races.
Oh,
sounds
absolutely.
Like they really like it. That is good. Well, with that, I don't have any more announcements here. Fishing's been pretty quiet the last couple days, so that kind of cuts into our radio shows a little bit. But I hope everybody has a good weekend. Hopefully we can avoid some storms today, and we will see you back here same time, same place next week.